The inaugural PICAP College. In the late 1950s, Pi Kappa Phi had yet to bring together its undergraduate members for a comprehensive educational experience on a national scale. That is, until Greg Elam, then executive secretary, proposed the creation of Pi Kappa College, a game-changing leadership program designed to unify and educate brothers from across the country. The program's goal was simple: to move beyond the traditional weekend regional workshops and provide a space for focused learning on running successful chapters and developing meaningful brotherhoods. As described in the November 1959 issue of The Star and Lamp, Pi Kappa College wasn't about official business, it was about leadership in action. The first session of Pi Kappa College took place at two summer camps near the national office in Sumter, South Carolina. Of the 51 chapters in existence, 43 sent delegates, 86 brothers in total, who arrived ready to dive into the training from Sunday through Wednesday. Highlights included a lively hospitality night dance hosted by Sumter alumni, sessions on Pi Kappa songs, and a powerful speech from founder Fogarty. At the close of the event, the students were handed their Pi Kappa College diplomas, signed by National President W. Bernard Jones, Jr. and the camp director. But the true honor came when they lined up to have their diplomas signed by founder Fogarty himself, a moment that opened his eyes to just how revered he was by members of Pi Kappa Phi.